have seen some videos on that. I believe it was Ham Radio 2.0 that had that. Interesting device, but I'd rather just have a simple hotspot. I don't know if that can be kind of downgraded to a hotspot and a hotspot alone, but it is pricey, very pricey. I may have to look at other options, but thank you again for the offer, you know, or the information. So that, I'll send it back to Ned, and I'm going to step aside because we have the Michigan VFF truck met coming up on a 2-meter band that I'm going to step over to. But once again, KUMY repair is still open to your use, and please, more activity is better. Back to Ned, KUMY. 7-3.
Okay, Steve, thank you for checking in. Enjoy your other net there. And please, if you find a hotspot that will do that, do what you're looking for, I would be very interested. And my email is good on QRZ, but it is kurt@ac9hl. So it's pretty simple email. It's Charlie Uniform Romeo Tango is how you spell Kurt. So, but yeah, if you could, or it's good on QRZ if you don't have anywhere to write it down. But, yeah, I would love to see that and be very interested in it as well. So, because I was going to buy that M1KE, but it's a little salty. So, not ready to come off the funds yet. All right, Steve, thank you for checking in. And we're here every Wednesday, so look forward to seeing you or hearing you again. Have yourself a good evening and a good rest of your week. Next on the list, we have KC0FNE. Mike, do you have anything for the net?
KC0FNE. Good evening, Kurt. Well, yeah, I do, actually. I got my low-pass filter board in Monday, got it installed, got it all together, all wired, got to run it over to Paul Gear's house tomorrow, AK89TFD in Osceola. He works on amplifiers, and he's going to get it all tuned up and set up for me, hopefully.
All right, so your amplifier is going to be on the air possibly tomorrow if all goes as planned.